of the Missouri State West Plains Grizzly basketball team is here with us, Jared Fay. Good morning.
Morning, Gary.
And
glad to be here.
Yeah, glad that you was able to swing by, you know, because it's about to get just plumb crazy.
It is. I was just in the office talking to Paula, and, you know, volleyball's starting up here pretty soon, and you know, I might get a day or two off here and there between now and school starts, but not much, and we're excited to get started, though.
Well, for those of you that are listening that may not be aware, there's been a lot of changes with the basketball program. Tell us a little bit about some of the changes.
Yes, Coach O, Jason Owens, left to go to Missouri Southern, which is basically he can live at home now with his wife and kids, so it was a no-brainer move there. We'll miss him. But we were fortunate to hire Braxton Williams. He's a West Plains graduate from 2012 and has not lived here since then. He went and played college ball at a couple different places and coached out in Arizona. And so he's excited to be back home, and we're excited to have him. He's going to be really good. And then Walt Belcher, you know, was from Mountain View, but he was down in Indian River the last 6 years. And they've been to the national tournament the last couple years. Very impressive what they did there. He decided he wanted he's kept his home this whole time in Mountain View, and just decided he wanted to move back here, and kind of gifted to us, and we're very excited to have him as well.
Well, breaking down each coach, what skill set are they going to bring to the practices?
Sure. You know, I think they're both going to be good at everything, and I think we all in this level need to be able to do a little bit of everything. But Braxton in particular spent 2 years working for Playmakers Basketball in Arizona, and they trained guys. So Braxton's actually trained a handful of NBA players. I think that'll be his big strength, is player development. And Coach Belcher will do some of that too. Coach Belcher obviously has a lot of experience coaching in X's and O's, and so we'll divide things up, but I'm very confident that both of them can do what they need to do.
How has the blend, have you guys blended together well, gelled?
Yeah, we have. We've probably only spent a couple of days, all three of us, in the office at the same time. Braxton's actually back out in Arizona loading up a U-Haul and making that drive out here. And then Coach Belcher, you know, he's here, and they get along really well. It's just they're both great guys. Mm-hmm. You know, the times I've been in the office with them, I had a coaching friend a long time ago told me what he liked most about coaching is when you have a good staff. And he said, if you have a good staff, you feel like you're just coming in to hang out with your friends all day. Mm-hmm. And I kind of get that feeling with them. They'll be fun guys just to hang out with and work with.
Abraham Lincoln said, if you surround yourself with great people, great things will happen.
Yes, absolutely. We definitely got some great people.
Some new players, you know, you've been in and out during the recruiting season, but right now, what is the makeup of the 22-23 MSU West Plains Grizzly basketball team?
Well, we'll have a lot of new faces. We do have Sterling White coming back. And, you know, when I'm up in the middle of the night thinking about our roster and worried about this and worried about that, I think we have him. And there's a lot of guards out there now who can dribble it, they can pass it, they can shoot it, but they're not necessarily a point guard. And it's just a different mentality, and he has that. He's going to be a leader. He's going to be a coach for us, I think, when we're not around. I think he's going to be that type of guy. So very excited to have him back. Dallas Clayton played kind of sparingly for us last year, but, you know, legit 6'11", pushing 7 foot. He has put on some weight, so he needs to get a little bit stronger. And then Merrick Small didn't play for us last year because he broke his wrist and had to have surgery. But I think he's been healthy and he'll be good. So those will be our only returners. And then we've added some transfers, a transfer from Moberly. I just think he's got a little bit of experience in our league. I know he's going to have a chip on his shoulder when we play Moberly, but great kid from St. Louis. And a couple other transfers. We also have quite a few freshmen coming in.
You know, this upcoming year, depth is always, I mean, regardless, but it sounds like that you know, you're going to have a little bit better depth.
Yeah, I would think so. You know, you got to knock on wood, but injuries, you know, injuries really got us last year. You just can't predict that. I think that is why, you know, if we could predict that and who is going to be good, we could sign seven guys and call it good.
Yeah.
But that's why we have, you know, 14, 15 guys on our roster. A few guys maybe aren't quite ready. We need to redshirt. And then you have to have backups, ideally backups to your backups.
Well, it would be, I mean, have you ever in your coaching career had a injury-free season where, I mean, you know, the bumps and bruises mm-hmm. where a kid may miss a game, but mm-hmm. then have you ever in your coaching career had a season like that?
No, I think you're always going to have, you know, even your good years where nothing major, no season-ending injuries, which are rare. But you're still going to have some guys that missed a week here. You know,
right.
Maybe it's a concussion or it's a sprained ankle or it's this or that. So that, unfortunately, is part of sports. And, you know, so I think all of us coaches, when people ask us how good are we going to be going into a season, football, could be baseball, could be anything, I think we're all nervous because you know what can go wrong from that standpoint. It's just part of it.
Well, the season's going to be here before we know it. I mean, it's the countdown. The clock is ticking right now. Mm-hmm. But when's your first, I guess, public practice or public scrimmage?
Sure. So as soon as school starts, we get 8 hours a week. So we have to include weight training and all that kind of stuff. So we're very limited there. October 1st is when it goes up to 20 hours a week. We're actually opened up this year on October 1st at a jamboree in Coffeyville. So we need to take advantage of those 8 hours as much as we can. So we're somewhat ready to go. Nobody's completely ready to go then. But then we'll actually, we're going to have a scrimmage here October 18th against United Prep with mm-hmm. Rob Yanders. So
yeah.
We just finalized that date. So we'll be pretty excited to have him back.
Well, it's great having alum like Robert
mm-hmm.
coaching, you know, and he even helped you with a player this year.
Yeah, he did. You know, and it was an unfortunate situation and that he passed away.
Yes.
So, you know, it's been kind of tough on both of us, but he's definitely a fan of the program, really appreciates, loves this place, and he'll be back as much as he can. And I know he's going to help us with players in the future.
Good stuff. Again, head coach of the Missouri State West Plains Grizzlies, Jared Fay. We'll talk with him more in just a few. Stay with us. It's the Mountain.